Hello, welcome to the Sporopod, a podcast all about fungi. It's fungus for your ears. This episode comes to you from Jinnabara and Kabi Kabi country. Today, we're exploring Tremella fusiformis, the white jelly fungus, or snow fungus. Much to my delight, we can also enjoy this fungus with our taste buds, not just our earbuds. Hey, Teresa.
Yes?
I found something in the garden this morning. I couldn't believe it. Come and have a look at this.
All right. Okay. Ooh. I love these.
Well, what is it? I mean, I can describe it. It's sort of like, it's soft, jelly, white frond, like mushroom, I guess. It's soft.
It looks like, and looks like a sort of like seaweed, but with white. Yeah.
It looks like seaweed.
Yeah, it does. And it looks like there's little, they almost look like pom-poms off the top of a bubble hat. Yeah, so they're about, oh, I don't know, 8 centimetres and 5 centimetres wide. This is Tremella fusiformis. I like saying fuciformis because it's funnier. But it's...
What was it again? Sorry.
Tremella fuciformis.
Tremella, okay.
It's also known as the snow fungus or white jelly fungus.
Ah,
and it's one of the most popular fungi in Chinese medicine and food. So
that might explain why, like, as I'm photographing it,
yeah,
the camera's telling me that to try a food filter.
So it recognizes the fungus as a food.
That is so bizarre. And it's because it doesn't look much like, it's on a log, a fallen log in our garden.
Yeah. Well, rotted. And the thing is that this particular fungus is actually a parasite on other fungus. It's quite fascinating. But it's quite fascinating because it parasitizes a fungus that's already in the wood there. I'm not sure of that fungi's name, but possibly those black smudges underneath, we can see underneath these white fluffy things, white jelly things. That could be the fungus that it's feeding on.
Ah.
And so it actually invades that fungus and causes this wonderful growth to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, so this, I can't work out, this is a log of...
Is it a hardwood? It's not, well, it's not a pine or anything like that.
No,
so it's not a,
no, it's,
not
some, a soft... it's something we chopped down.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it was. It's not that old.
Yep.
That's interesting. I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
See,
it's very photogenic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it does. It just looks like all white jelly. It's beautiful.
But all fronds. All
and how is it fronds. How is it to touch? Is it just...
Oh, beautiful. I can totally imagine it.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I can imagine eating it.
It feels like jelly, doesn't it? It actually feels like jelly.
So would you eat this?
I'm a cowardy custard when it comes to eating fungi, but I know people who would
wild
be confident
fungi,
enough.
That is.
Wild fungi, that's right. I am. I'm super careful, and the more I find out, the more careful I am. But yes, I think there would be people that would be able to identify that definitely, which is, of course, the first clue when you're eating any fungi in the wild. 100% identification, or just don't do it. Really nice. Tremella fusiformis, or white jelly fungus. Lovely.
In my backyard.
Following on from our discovery of Tremella fusiformis in Kathy's yard, we've done a bit of research and we've decided to have a go at cooking the snow fungus. So here we are in Kathy's kitchen and we've got a couple of projects.
Yes, I think the first one is this snow fungus fruit soup we've discovered. And you have to prepare this by soaking it first.
Yep.
But we're not using the Tremella we found in my garden, are we, Teresa?
No, we're not. there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that it was only a very small amount. It's probably not there now. And it's really readily available in the local Asian food ingredient shop. And the other thing is, of course, that I'm a little bit wary about wild fungus unless you're 100% sure of its identity. And, it, you know, yes, probably people would pick it up and go, yeah, it's definitely Tremella fusiformis, but
The DNA hasn't even been done in Australia on that, so we assume that it's the same one, but according to Alison Pulio's and Tom May's book, the DNA hasn't been done yet. But so that's another good reason to buy some shop-bought one and have a bit of a play.
And I see you've already soaked this one, what, for a couple of hours?
Oh, it's probably been soaking for about 40 minutes now. So we started off with these things that look like, well, they do look like chrysanthemum. That's what their other name
They're
is.
They're huge. They like each of there's two of them in the pot, in the water, and each of them is the size of, like, I don't know, half your head?
Yeah, that's right. So two of them together, that's your
whole, like
whole
head.
Whole head. So when they were dried, they were a little bit smaller. They were about 15 centimetres across, very frilly, very frondy. Mm,
yes.
And now they're very jelly-like,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Very pretty. Yeah, so we'll have. So our first task is to get the soaked fungus and cut away the brown sort of core, isn't it? It's like
there's
where it attached to the substrate.
Yeah, we'll put photos on the show notes. Yeah. But in the middle of it is a quite a tough, dark brown orange core, and you can feel that it's much tougher than the fronds on the outside.
Yeah.
So you're going to cut the fronds off.
Yep, we're going to cut the fronds off, and so we'll be putting one in for our fruit soup, and then we'll move on to another dish. So out of the soaking water, and Kathy's just going to, she's just cutting away around the core. We think that's just as easy as cutting that out with a knife and then cutting the bits up.
Yeah, no, it's easy with the scissors.
Yeah.
Just trying not to lose too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the core is quite distinct.
Yeah.
And you do end up with heaps of fronds, so I don't think there'll be any shortage.
No, and there's a little bit of yellow bit there. You want to cut that bit out.
Okay. Hang on, get rid of this.
Get rid of that.
Oh, yes, that's a big yellow bit. Okay. That would just probably be tough.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And there's no point. If it's there for the texture, we want to make the ideal texture, I suppose.
Okay, and so now we're left with these big globs of
fronds and stuff.
Fronds,
yeah.
Yes.
Like, it sort of looks like a, as we said before, like a colourless seaweed.
Yes,
very
it does.
Algae-ish.
Yes.
No and smell, really?
No, it's all very bland.
And is it a fairly pleasant texture to handle?
Oh, yes, I like it.
Yeah.
I love cooking with my hands.
Yeah. That's really nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, as we've discovered in our bit of research about the jelly fungus or cloud ear or snow fungus, is it's got lots of purported medicinal properties and stuff. It's been used in China for hundreds of years. But it hasn't really got a flavour. It's there for the texture, which is going to be a bit of an adventure for our Western palates, I think.
Yes.
It'll pick up the flavours of whatever you're cooking it in. And mostly we discovered that's boiling, isn't it? You know, like you boil this fungus for, we've read recipes from anywhere from, what, about 20 minutes
hours
or something.
Yeah, this is one of those recipes where they recommend boiling. And I was surprised at first. I thought, I didn't know you boiled mushrooms.
No,
I thought
it was
they'd all just disintegrate because of their texture. But they hold their texture. And then in my extensive research for this podcast, I was listening to, who was it? I think it was Gordon Walker. He's a biochemist. He's got a podcast called Fascinated by Fungi and a particularly interesting episode called Cleaning, Cooking and Preserving Fungi.
Right.
And he talks about different methods and in particular dry sautéing. Or boiling, but not necessarily starting with oil, because
which is what we usually do.
Yes, that's what we normally do. So this is good. I don't think we're going to use an initial sauté in either recipe today. I think we're trying boiling with this one, and then this will be introduced to the savoury soup.
Yep.
And then the other method they talked about was dry sautéing first.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
We wouldn't do that with a jelly fungus, though, would we?
No. This, I think, is definitely a boiling.
Yeah. So why was he saying that we shouldn't do the frying thing?
Oh, I think it stops the, is it the Maillard reaction or something creates
Maillard. Oh, yeah, it's a Maillard reaction.
Umami
yeah.
And,
yeah.
And that it's just a bit of a probably a technique of cooking mushrooms that has become accepted over time, but it's not necessarily the best way to cook mushrooms to preserve their flavour.
Fantastic.
I know. So we're learning heaps.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so we've got here a good-sized mixing bowl, and it's filled with this slightly creamy-coloured, translucent jelly mushroom.
And I think it's ready to now go to the next step, which we'll get the dessert soup on first.
Okay. All right.
Which will require... should we use that water that it was cooked in?
No, that was soaked in. I made a sugar syrup because we discovered that mostly the snake fungus is used in soups and drinks. So there are a lot of sweet dessert soups, which is another thing that we're not very much used to. Mm. So so we'll be doing that. So I think we should we'll cook the savoury soup, as you said. We'll do a dry frying of some shiitake that's going to add some umami to it with our other ingredients. And with the fruit soup, we're going to use simple sugar syrup with lemon slices in it for flavour.
Okay, and we'll get that on now.
Yep, let's do that.
Okay. All right, so the first step was preparing some sugar syrup.
Yep, so we've done that. We've got one already prepared.
Just and one what did one. You use?
Just used caster sugar did about a 1-to-1.
All right, so I'm going to add some palm sugar.
Yeah.
Because from my reading, a lot of the Asian recipes use rock sugar or palm sugar.
Yep.
So just going to add a bit of palm sugar to your sugar syrup.
Yep.
And we'll have to just test the sweetness when it's all
and we've got you've sliced some lemons thinly.
Yep.
And they've gone in.
Yep.
So that's going to provide, we're assuming that the jelly fungus is going to absorb that lemon flavour. And what's the sweetness like?
Oh, it's yum.
That's good. So yeah, we might need to add some more palm sugar and lemon, because we're going to need a fair bit of liquid, I think, for that jelly fungus, because there's a lot of jelly fungus there.
Yeah, it's only a little taster.
Yeah, true.
So you want some more liquid in?
Yeah, I think so. Right, lovely.
Okay, so we've probably got about close to a litre, maybe half a litre.
Yep.
In there, and we're just going to leave this on.
With the jelly fungus in?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to add jelly fungus now to the sugar water and the lemon. So I'm not sure. I'm just going to add in a fair amount. I don't know.
A few handfuls?
Yeah, so we're trying to give how many people? 6 people a taste of this. So
that's
I'm just thinking about a small bowl.
Yeah.
And how much we need. I don't think I'm going to use half of that quantity because
that's okay.
Huge amount.
It is a huge amount.
And it's just going to sit there.
And boil. It's going to simmer.
Is it actually going to boil?
Yeah. They reckon simmer for about 20 or 30 minutes.
All right. So we're not going to boil it. We're going to simmer it.
Simmer it. That's right.
Okay.
We're going to simmer it. And then towards the end, because this was like a fruit soup, we're going to add some kiwi fruit. And some blueberries.
Oh, yum.
And see how that goes. So, all going well, we should have an interesting dessert soup, which I have no familiarity with. And, the crunch of jelly fungus having absorbed some nice fruit flavours.
Yum. Okay. It's tasting good already.
Excellent. Okay, so we put some heat under that.
Yep.
And get stuck into our savoury soup.
Yes, let's do it.
So here we go. So you're going to do some dry frying of this fresh shiitake.
Yes. So I'm just slicing it thinly.
Yeah. And that's going to bring out the real umami flavour without using lots of oil.
Yes, that's the theory.
Okay. So here we go. Did you want to get a shot of that?
Yes.
Yeah, so we just want to show you what we're doing. So just some nice fresh shiitake.
Got it.
Okay.
So I've turned the fry pan on. I'm using a saucepan because we're going to make a soup.
Yeah.
So it's just dry.
Yep.
And I've turned it up reasonably high.
Yep.
And the idea is to just let them do their thing.
Yep.
I'm going to add a little bit of water to this once there's a bit of heat in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because the dry sautéing method it apparently works better with like fleshy, really fleshy fresh mushrooms.
Yeah.
And shiitakes are not particularly, as we got from the shop, not particularly fresh.
But this one is.
How fresh?
I picked it from a log in my garden.
You didn't get it from the shop. I'm so sorry, my mushroom friend.
It's as fresh as can be.
Okay, so this should be perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So I may not need to add any water. Yep. But if it was aged, or not very fleshy, I would probably add some water.
Right, okay. So we're just going to get that umami coming out.
So you just found that this morning?
No, yesterday. I picked it yesterday because it was just at its peak. I've been tracking it and hoping it would be ready for this. So it's a very nice size, probably about, was that about 10 centimetres across?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just letting them do their thing. Still might add a little garlic of water because the idea being to drive the water out of the mushroom.
Yep.
And then once that's happened and you've got some good concentration of flavour, then you add all your other stuff.
Okay. So while that's umamiing away, what else are we going to put in our soup?
Just a little bit. Okay, well, keeping it simple, we have got ginger, garlic, shallot, chicken stock that I made yesterday. Bit of sesame oil, bit of peanut oil once we get to that point of frying off the aromats.
Nice.
What else? What else do you want to put in?
Fave, I did bring along a little bit of frozen wakame seaweed salad. It's got sesame and stuff, and maybe we could just use a few shreds of that as a little garnish or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they're cooking away quite nicely, aren't they? Just
so
with
just
water.
Put a bit of more water.
Yeah.
Before we go to the oil.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Nice.
It's getting nice colour.
But you can see how they're cooking nicely.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
It's very interesting. No oil.
Okay. I wonder. Now we could probably go to the next steps.
Okay.
Now I might take these out rather than leave them in there and add them again later.
Because
I've read some recipes that leave them in there and just add stuff, and others that take them out and add them at the end.
Okay.
So I'm going to try adding them at the end.
Okie dokie.
Now, a little bit of peanut oil or
nice
canola.
Nice and neutral. Yeah.
Yeah, something neutral, high burning point.
Yeah.
Do you want a dash of sesame yet or at the end?
No, I reckon now.
Okay.
I reckon now. We've got the ginger, garlic and spring onions now.
Yep.
In the pot, they smell divine.
And I'm going to add the chicken stock now
Here we go, nice fresh. You made that chicken stock yourself.
Yes, I did.
Beautiful. All right, in it goes.
Mmm.
Looks very nice. Okay, so we're going to then, once that comes up to a bit of heat, I suppose, then whack in the jelly fungus.
Yep.
And let it cook for, 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, we don't really know. It's an experiment.
Okay.
Okay. It's good. I'd add some seasoning, but not yet.
Okay.
Wait and see.
We could put soy sauce or something in at the end, and that.
A bit of soy sauce. Oh, I've got to put the tremella in now.
Yep. And it goes.
And then, do you think I should put the shiitake back in now? Well, yeah, why not? Because reading all that stuff about boiling mushrooms, and they. You know, it points out they hold their shape and everything. They don't turn into a gluggy mess. And really, we do want to benefit from the flavour of the mushroom.
That sounds good.
I might put it back in now.
Okay.
Yum. And then at the end, to adjust seasoning, we'd do the soy sauce, maybe a bit of wakame on top.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay,
sure is.
Let's set it away to simmer for...
Yep.
However long it takes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're adding the jelly fungus, more jelly fungus to the stock, and we've got like half a stock pot fill. It looks very nice. Mm. We've got the shiitakes.
Yeah.
Lots of jelly fungus.
Just going to taste it again.
Okay. How is that?
Mmm. I really like it. To me, it tastes a bit like a soup you have when you're not feeling very good.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like, doesn't taste like a really gourmet soup.
No.
It just tastes really wholesome and refreshing.
And nice and light.
Mm, very, light? Yeah, yeah.
Because we were both reading up on tremella, tremella fusiformis anyway, we both found out that, you know, there are lots of, that's simmering away nicely, that fruit soup, isn't it?
Mm.
We talked about the many health benefits, because this has been a very popular mushroom for medicinal and cosmetic purposes. Mm-hmm. So I read things like, it's good for microcirculation. It's got some very special polysaccharides in it, basically. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they do is they improve microcirculation, which is, so it makes it very popular in cosmetic because it plumps out wrinkles. And it is also renowned as something that fades freckles.
Uh-huh. Could have used that when I was younger.
Yeah, and I read that it's used in China as something that's good for your lungs. It's supposed to be a good immunomodulator or something like that.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, like,
and Gordon Walker of Fascinated by Fungi Fame podcast says, just eat mushrooms.
Just eat mushrooms.
Yes, they're good. Why wouldn't you? They're so good for you. just eat them. Don't worry about all those supplements and powders where they've been extracted. Just eat mushrooms because they add to your gut microbiome and help your immune system.
They are our friends.
Yes.
Our yummy friends. Mm. Okay, so the soup's coming along really nicely.
Mm.
And that's the savoury soup. And at the back of the stove, we've got that sweet soup just bubbling away. And do you think we should... I don't know if we put some of the fruit in soon.
Put the fruit in soon.
Well, actually, why don't we test the texture of the jelly fungus at this stage? Because it's been in for about 10 minutes now. Just a little bit.
No, it's boiling hot, Teresa.
Okay, let's let it cool there for a little bit.
All right. Texture has not changed, let me report.
Okay. All right. Okay, so maybe we should cook it a little longer. How is it?
I don't think you want the texture to change, though, do you?
Well,
because it's not hard.
No.
It's like jelly. No, not like jelly. No. What's the word?
Crunchy jelly.
Crunchy jelly. Huh. Yeah. I think we should probably put some of the fruit in and let that...
Okay. And let flavours go through there. So we're going to put in some kiwi and some...
Oh, actually, kiwi fruit. It's just so soft.
Oh, maybe we should put that right at the end then.
Yeah, maybe just
a couple of minutes from the end, we'll pop them in. And, so we don't overcook them. We don't want them to.
But the other recipes with snow fungus dessert soups have used like pears and apples. And you can imagine doing chunks of pears and apples, and you'd put them in half an hour before the end. So they're essentially stewing in the soup.
Yeah, whereas we'll just heat them through or something like that. So we've got those two pots on the stove, and you're cutting up some kiwi fruit. And we've got some really nice big fat blueberries to go in there. Mm-hmm. So it just gives us a chance to talk about other mushroom cooking things. So what about your favourite mushroom recipe, Kathy?
Lately, I have been eating a lot of King Brown.
Oh, the big King Oyster.
King Oyster.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Nice.
And the best way I have found to have them is to slice them, like just in half or something, because they're huge, and fry them with just a little bit of water first.
Yep.
And then smear them with miso paste, which is another fungus.
Yes.
More umami. Yes, and just until they're soft, and then have that on toast with avocado.
Oh.
But also just roasting them in the oven like that is fantastic.
And do you need to put oil on them when you roast them in the oven?
No, I just use the miso.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it goes really well.
Delicious.
Mm. And what about you?
Well, I like a lot of mushroom dishes, but, you know, now I'm thinking about maybe I could convert some of my cooking methods because I usually fry them, sometimes marinate them. But one of, not so much a favourite, but a rather interesting story happened to us a few years ago when... we invented a dish called pork bang fuck. Sorry, language warning.
Never heard of it.
Well, no. It's only a recent invention because we were making a stir fry at home and we had some pork and veggies going in the wok, nice and hot. And then we had some woodier fungus, auricularia. It's the same as the woodier we see around here, you know, the brown, transparent, ear-shaped things in rainforest and stuff like that.
That we see at Mary Cancross Reserve all the time.
Yep. So, you know, we bought a packet of those from the Asian food shop and had soaked them in water and drained them and stuff. And then we put them, sliced them and threw them into the wok. And within seconds, there were loud explosions and pieces of boiling hot fat-covered mushroom was hitting the walls, hitting us, and it was like bang and fuck and running away. And that was the invention of pork bang fuck. Oh. We've never cooked with that again in that way, so perhaps I should go to the boiling method next.
Yes, you should.
Okay, so the chicken stock shiitake and jelly fungus soup is coming along quite nicely, and you're thinking that it might need a bit of seasoning or something?
Yes, I think it's now time to adjust seasoning. I'm going to add a bit of soy sauce.
About a tablespoon.
Yeah. I like that. And I think I'll let that sit for a bit longer now.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So, they're just about done, aren't they? All we've got to do is add that fruit to the fruit soup at the end, and we're right to go and amaze our friends.
That's right.
Okay, so got the soup in the cup. It's a savoury soup. We're going to put a little bit of seaweed wakame salad on top.
Yes, which makes it look vibrant.
It does. Nice bright green. Oh, lovely. And a bit of sesame in there as well. Interesting. Okay, well, let's see how that goes.
Soup is ready, and I have served it up in cute little coffee cups. This is a soup made with snow fungus and homemade chicken stock with aromats of ginger, garlic, shallot, and sprinkled on the top with wakame seafood.
And some
Shiitake!
And shiitake and seaweed.
Did I say shiitake?
No, not yet.
No, so, shiitake!
Shiitake. Okay, so there you go. Let's just see what you think.
We're not filming?
Okay, we've got
it
quite nice over here.
Okay, right, let's
go. Soup is lovely, soup's lovely.
And are you feeling cleverer already?
Yeah, I feel my freckles are vanishing as I eat.
Yeah, and your energy level's quite up there.
Oh, look at that.
Disappearing. Oh, my God.
Skin is plumping out. Beautiful.
Plumping, very nice. We need. Mm. Very good, I think that's a success.
Yeah.
Well, that's looking pretty interesting, isn't it, Kathy? It's like, this is the fruit soup. It's going to be hot, so we'll see how people go with that.
And the blueberries have imparted a bit of colour, so it's a lovely shade, rosy colour.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, well, we're just going to do little bits for the people.
And get a reaction.
This would normally, we'd probably be served, often served, like room temperature or cold.
Yeah, maybe, but no.
We've got it hot.
We're serving it hot.
That's the way it's going to go.
Because it's winter.
It's winter, okay. So, what do you think, Gal?
Yum. The blueberries have absorbed the syrup beautifully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, the texture of the fungus is fine.
Is it?
It's great, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's almost like...
Kathy, you're going to try it?
Shredded whatever, what sort of fruit?
Shredded,
Not overly sweet.
No.
Not right in the manners of sweetness.
I don't know how to
We'll pour over ice cream.
Well, they suggested serving it with ice cream, actually.
Yes. You could mix this with alcohol.
Yeah.
And that would be fine, like chilled with like a champagne. Almost like a mimosa. Typey thing, with the fruit, and also with that
try
texture.
That sometime. Yeah,
and that's fine.
Really,
but this would be really nice with ice cream, I reckon.
Cool.
It's a dressing game. Lovely.
Very good.
Delicious.
Delicious. Success. Thank you for listening to the Sporopod. Be sure to visit our website, sporopod.com.au, for resources, links, and photos. Join us next time for more fungus in your ears.